Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So on the back of what we all saw, a leaked video at a gathering by ANC executives in Gauteng, you saw Dada Morero, who was talking about what his thoughts were around job creation for foreigners and so on. And of course, they've come back to say, well, they apologize. And it was really a workshop. It was a space where they were sharing ideas. Of course, the Premier of Gauteng also said, no, we rejected that. His constituency also said, no, we rejected that. He came out again to apologize formally, to say, look, I withdraw. This is not a good plan. Now, subsequent to that, you have residents who decided this is not good enough. In fact, you have a group of marching young people who went to his office today with their CVs in hand, literally saying, well, Mr. Mayor, if you have jobs, we want those jobs. Take a listen and take a look at our CVs. We're qualified, we're sitting at home, and maybe you should consider us first. Kim Baloyi is a protest organizer of that march today. Kim, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you for talking to me.
Kim, what necessitated the march today?
So we were, as usual, the young people are always on social media. So when I was going over on TikTok, I happened to browse through Dada's video when he said he is thinking of employing foreign nationals within JNPD. So then I thought to myself, no, this is a clear indication that there are job opportunities. It's just that they aren't open for South African young people in particular. So then we decided, let's go to his office. Maybe we need to reintroduce ourselves and remind our mayor that we are still unemployed and we need those jobs.
How did the march go today? How were you received? I know that you didn't see him personally, but how were you received?
We were well received. The march went well, and I'd really like to extend my gratitude to the young people of Soweto in particular. They came out in numbers. Unfortunately, some of them had to be left behind because we didn't have enough transport to transport everyone to his office. And upon our arrival, we were welcomed by our future colleagues, and that is the JNPD. Very warm and very loving, those ones.
I laugh, but you know, it's quite an interesting way of seeing it. Did you give them a deadline? Did you have some sort of an arrangement, an agreement with them to say, well, please respond to, well, not demands, but what we would like you to do as a city by this time or else?
Yes, we did. The chief of staff came to accept our memorandum. So we then told them it's been 14 days. We don't want him to respond to tell us he has received it and they're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
When they respond, we want them to give us an action plan. Mm. The good thing about our memorandum, we have a skeleton draft as to what we want to see happening going forward.
Yeah.
So then he would have to draft his plan around whatever we have given him. Unfortunately, we didn't get to see him, which was a slap in the face. We'd hoped at least we'd have that engagement with the mayor to tell him that, yeah, young people, and at least if he had a closer look at us, he would think twice next time he wants to consider foreigners and would remember our faces, at least to say. I remember there were young people from Soweto who looked very stranded and destitute and in need of job opportunities.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that. You know, if you can maybe give us a sense of who was part of this march. Who are these young people? You know, just give us a sense of what their ambitions are. Some of them, as you're saying, there are people who are qualified in different areas. Just give us a sense of who these young people are.
Yeah, these young people are very learned individuals, I must say. You have people with all sorts of qualifications sitting at home. They're actually overqualified for the jobs that they are looking for within the city. And that's very sad. We are now beyond the point of desperation. Poverty is attaining dominance. So when people would always say the young people of Soweto are unemployable, not even Soweto alone, the youth is unemployable, they are drunkards, they are alcoholics, drug addicts, you get to understand that they're actually depressed. If I'm sitting at home with a master's degree and then I can't even get an entry-level job, definitely I'm human, I'm going to be frustrated. So we all handle depression differently and we all handle stress differently. Some of us turn to the bottle. Unfortunately, some of us opt for drugs. But however, we are hoping that the step we have taken today, many more will follow, and then we'll achieve great results as we work together as the young people from different areas, not only Soweto.
And tell us about yourself, Kim. You obviously are very motivated. You are the one, whether you're alone or whether you did this with other people, I'm not quite sure, but you're one of the people that organized for this march. Tell us about your story.
Okay, my story is I was unemployed for a very long time. Mm. And unfortunately, when I was unemployed, I had a son. I have a son. Mm. So I had to be a provider and still make ends meet for myself. It was very hard. And right now I am employed, but can understand the struggle that young people are going through. Mm. So I just felt the need that we need to all stand together. Whether you're employed or unemployed, let's join hands. You know, when people work together, they achieve more results and they make progress. So that's what actually made me feel compelled that we need to all join around and then march to Dada's office. Whether you're employed or unemployed, do it for your neighbor. Do it for your sister who's unemployed. They need you. And yeah, people heard and they came through in numbers.
And you said you want an action plan. Just maybe quickly tell us what it is that you wanted. You said you presented with him. You presented him with your own ideas. What would you like to see him do in the next 14 days?
So I'm guessing if Dada was opting to employ young people, if Dada was opting to employ foreigners, which means he has open vacancies. From the number of people submitted their CVs from the city of Johannesburg, he should tell us at least 30% of us who submitted our CVs today should be sourced in within JNPD. There are administrative jobs within governance. Let's talk about Johannesburg in particular. There are job opportunities within governance. Then he must tell us at least 20% of those people that came in today are placed. Going forth, we hope that he will establish a youth desk. Clearly, in his office, no one is representing the young people of Johannesburg. So if he would actually establish a youth desk, then we'll work hand-in-hand with that desk to make sure that young people are prioritized. We are the first priority when it comes to job opportunities.
Appreciate you giving us your time. Kim Baloyi is one of the march organizers today. They marched to, as young people who are unemployed, to the mayor's office demanding that he, you know, avail himself. Number one, he wasn't there. And secondly, that he looks at their CVs. They send CVs to the office and they are hoping that in the next 14 days they will be offered some positions, because they're saying, well, it should mean that there are some vacancies in the city of Johannesburg. And if nothing else, at least they would like 30% of the group that was there that handed in their CVs to at least be appointed in some way or another. And so we'll obviously look at the story very closely and see what happens in the next 14 days.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.